Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dan Madigan, Anthony Lance here on 92.3 The Fan. We got you till 2 o'clock today. Our buddy Tim May is going to join us at 12:40 to get the latest on college football all over the place. A little bit, I don't know how much looking back we want to do at the Big Ten title game. We'll maybe ask a little bit about it, but more than anything, the landscape perpetually changes because it's college football, and it probably is like the craziest thing going. Like it's the best. College football will make me... college football will entertain me until the end, even though I do feel bad for a lot of the things that are also going on for the ancillary people in there too. So we'll talk to him at 12:40. Also Kevin's fantasy press conference somewhere between 105, 115, somewhere in between there. But we're talking about the news that I don't know if I could call it breaking. I don't even know how to do this. I don't know how we missed it. This is so just like the Guardians that Stephen Vogt has signed a contract extension. This is from Jeff Passan's piece. Vogt, in fact, not a lame duck. He signed a new multi-year contract with the Guardians following the 2024 season. That was never made public. Our buddy Zach Meisel had a piece out from November 3rd. He tweeted it out on his Twitter page. As one person with knowledge of the situation put it, Vogt will be in Cleveland for a long time. Don't worry about his future. He'll have a new deal. In fact, he might already have it. We were talking about college football before. Like, Jimmy Sexton is like the super agent of college football, right? He's got Nick Saban. He's got Lane Kiffin. He's got all of these high-end coaches. I think he might have Kalen DeBoer. Like, if you can think of a big-name coach, Jimmy Sexton is the agent.
Basically anybody that said no to the Penn State job this year.
If one of those guys gets signed, Jimmy Sexton is like walking around shaking the contract in front of people going, look what I did. Look what we have here. Another contract, more money for me. Oh, hey, you need more money too? Okay, I'll negotiate for you as well. So that in 2 weeks he can walk around and go, look what I did. Another 10-year contract extension for the Washington coach. Like, yeah, here we are with Stephen Vogt and going, oh, yeah, by the way, I signed a contract extension.
I want to know how Passan found out. I do. Like, we were joking in between the break that, like, he took him to a steak dinner and Stephen was like, hey, I got this one. Don't worry about it. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah. I have the money for it.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
I mean, could you imagine the scenario I threw out when I heard the news initially was, could you imagine if after last year, Kenny Atkinson wins Coach of the Year, he gets the contract extension, and we don't find out until the end of this regular season with the Cavs? Like, that would never happen.
No, it wouldn't happen.
Could you imagine if Jim Harbaugh signed an extension with the Chargers?
Again, we would have the agent walking around, throwing his hands in the air, just making it known to every single person. Hell, maybe handing out flyers at the corner at the winter meetings, going, hey, look at what I did. Hey, look at this. Look at this contract. Take this out. Hey, hire me.
Only like, in baseball.
Like, it's the great, not even only in baseball, because Scott Boras is holding press conferences at the winter meetings.
That's
you
fair.
Can't even say only in baseball. This is only with the Guardians that they would run into a situation where they would have a manager sign a contract extension and we'd all be like, and by the way, nobody has a problem with it. I'd sign him up for as long as he'd possibly be eligible for because he's been awesome. I mean, he took a team last year that was in not exactly a transition or anything like that. Took a team last year that was in good shape, put together this magical run, made the playoffs, made the ALCS. Everything was awesome. We were having a blast with it. And then this year took this team that couldn't hit to save their souls, that had OPSs all below minimum wage, and looking at it, you know, going, okay, we're going to make this work and go on this magical win streak in September and then make the playoffs. Again, like, we will all have burnt in our brains that somehow Stephen Vogt got this team to scrape by just enough runs with some of the greatest starting pitching we've ever seen, followed by some of the greatest relief work on top of that, to keep it that these teams could win these games 2-1, 3-1, 2, you know, 3-2, somewhere in between there. Like, yeah, he deserves a contract extension. I don't think anybody would argue. I don't think anybody would fight.
So the question people should always have when news like this comes out, I've never seen a situation where it's a year old news, like we are talking about 2024 news, but when news like this comes out, there's almost like a reason for it. It was like the Kevin Stefanski report they were talking about last week. Like, why is he all of a sudden this highly sought after coach that's going to get hired the second he gets fired in Cleveland? I wonder if, because this offseason, like right at the end of the year, there were rumors that maybe some of the other teams that just fired their coach were interested in Stephen Vogt, because it's like, hey, if I go to San Diego, they're going to pay for people and we don't have to rely on Nolan Jones being our number two hitter. We can go get like Luis Arraez from the Marlins and we're going to be like a World Series team. And Stephen Vogt has been put up against every single problem as a baseball manager that you can possibly think about. I mean, his closer was allegedly gambling on pitches and he still was able to come back from 15 down. So what more do you need to know that he's a really good coach?
Right. I will never forget that sixth inning against Tarik Skubal when they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Scored two runs to win the game without the ball leaving the infield. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, the whole offensive philosophy of I'm going to hit the ball really hard off of the plate and then run like hell. Like, that became an offensive philosophy. We're like, hashtag guards ball. And I'm like, Hashtag horse hockey. I don't know how to describe this. This is ridiculous. This isn't an offensive philosophy. Like, again, you don't go into war with slingshots. And that's what they were doing. They were going into these playoff series where you've got guys who are hulking, blasting the ball over the field like Ken Griffey Jr. in Super Nintendo Baseball, where these guys were walking up with sticks for legs and giant, you know, muscles all over the place. And then here the guards are going, we're going to hit the ball really hard into the ground and we're going to run like hell. Then we're going to steal second and put pressure on you in that regard. And then Jose Ramirez is going to be dancing around at third to distract the pitcher. And you're like, what? And yet Stephen Vogt made it work. And he's done it again. And he deserves this contract extension. It's just baffling. We're finding out about it now when he could have signed to this, you know, according to Jeff Passan, following the 2024 season, it just never made it public.
And even the announcement that he signed the extension is buried in a story about why MLB manager salaries lag behind other coaches.
Like
it's below a tidbit about Dumb and Dumber and Coming to America, the movie.
Good references to great movies.
Yes. I guess like good on amazing. The Guardians for signing him after that, because that was a fear this offseason when those reports came out, was maybe not now, but if he goes into either a lame duck year or if we get 3 years down the line and he's like, hey, I'm winning 85 to 90 games a year, we're competing for the division and I'm consistently not getting help, why don't I just, you know, bounce off to another organization that's going to give me the resources to be what could end up being a Hall of Fame manager.
Yeah.
Like if you put this beginning of the resume, I mean, nobody starts like Terry Francona is a Hall of Fame manager. His first job in Philly was terrible. And he talked about like how much he needed to learn about it. Well, Steve mm-hmm. picked up just a grizzled manager
real quick and has done a heck of a job. And I mean, that was 1-1 on the checklist for the offseason was get Stephen Vogt a contract extension. Apparently, we didn't even need to put it on the checklist because it had already been done a year ago. The second part of it was to figure out what was going on with Stephen Kwan. We had Paul Hoynes on with us yesterday who came on and said he is hearing that Stephen Kwan is going to be the starting left fielder for the Cleveland Guardians going into the season, and we could put the trade rumors to bed. Do you believe that is the case, or do you think that's one of those things that is a truth as of December, what is it, the 11th? December 11th.
December 12th.
Today's the 12th. So he said it yesterday, which would be the 11th. Is that where we lie, that on whatever day opening day is in late March, he will be hitting first and in left field for the Cleveland Guardians? Or do you think he's still on the trade block?
I think he's on the trade block, but it's not a pressing thing. Like if Emmanuel Clase was still on the roster, still pitching for the team, and he would have survived the trade deadline and gone through to the end of the year, he would have been a guy that is on the trade block and probably going to get traded. I think they need to build up Stephen Kwan's trade value a little bit more, because I think teams have looked at him and said he has a really hot start to the year. He's going to be a 300 hitter, and then he's going to have some minor injury, soft tissue injury, fall off magnificently toward the end of the season and end somewhere around like a 270, 280 hitter. I think what the Guardians need to see is, can you do that for the remainder of the year? I would also hope that Paul Hoynes report means that they're trying their best for an extension this offseason.
And also congratulations, Hoynes, on making the Hall of Fame. That's outstanding.
Huge.
As always. So it's weird that you say they need to feature him, because I don't know how you feature a baseball player. Like, I don't know. Like, I can understand, okay, in football, we go into this where it's like, okay, you know, feature this wide receiver, feature this running back, feature this quarterback, feature this defensive end tackle, whatever. You can piece that together. Same thing with basketball. You can, you know, feed them all that kind of stuff and get them open looks if you want to feature someone to be able to trade them. You can't really do that in baseball. It's kind of on his shoulders to go out and have a really good start to a season and then increase whatever trade value may possibly be there if that's the direction you want to go, or give him a contract extension. The problem is the health stuff is a concern. The other side of it being, it's kind of an oxymoron to have a Gold Glove left fielder. Like, left field was always the position that you would take and put Manny Ramirez in, because you were like, oh, well, he'll be a butcher out there and it's not really going to matter. You know, we can hide him over there. In the same way that first base forever and, you know, has always been one of those positions that's the same way, where it's like, yeah, we'll put the guy there because there's the Gold Glover, there's everyone else, and then there's horrendous. Mm. Like, that's kind of how that all goes. This is like everybody else kind of falls in this category between the Gold Glover and the guy who's terrible. And so that's my other thing with Stephen Kwan is like, okay, you don't want him to play center field because you're worried about the soft tissue injuries. At least that's been rumbled and rumored. Okay, that makes sense. But what's the benefit of having a light hitting Gold Glove left fielder unless you're going to find power in center field, power in right field, or power at second base or somewhere, or even power at shortstop, which they haven't done to this point? It seems like this is an offseason where internal development is going to be the key, and hopefully a couple of guys take a step forward to help get them some power. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter, at Anthony Allant on Twitter as well. When we come back, Mary Kay Cabot had a report yesterday involving a guy who's been rumored for a couple other college gigs along the way, possibly being up for the Michigan gig. Everybody hates the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and a lot of people have had a problem with him. But a lot of people are interested at the guy that he hired to call the plays. We'll get into him next. Dan Madigan, Anthony Allant, 92 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.